Words of Life ministered to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
because I know that he'll bring me out. Amen. Yeah, I know that he'll help me through it. Amen. And so Jesus is telling them, he said, look, I'm telling you there's some things going to happen. He said, but let me talk to you about something. And begins in chapter 15 at the beginning, he begins to talk about a relationship. He says that I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. He said that if any branch in me, look at this, let's go to it. He said that my Father is the husbandman. He says, and every branch in me beareth fruit. Bear not fruit, he said, he take it away. So Jesus is talking about a relationship. He said, if you're fruitful in our relationship, he said, then my Father will take pleasure in you. He said, but if you're not fruitful, then you'll be taken away. Now when we start looking at this, he said, I'm the true vine. What he means is that I am the real McCoy. He said, I am not an imposter. There are some other imposters out there that you might connect to. He said, but I'm the real deal. I'm true. I'm genuine. I'm the real stuff. And you know how it is when most of us, some of us don't mind wearing stuff that's not genuine. But there are other folks of us that, and now if you pay a certain amount for it, you want it to be what? Genuine. Amen. And so, if you're going to pay $200 or $300 or $1,000 for, ladies, you're going to pay $1,000 for that purse, that Louis Vuitton, you don't want it to just say LV and not have the authenticity and it be authentic and have the certificate, do you? You ain't just going to take it and say, you're going to be smelling on it, real leather, you want something that's real. And I don't know about you, but when it comes to my relationship with God, I'm not looking anywhere else. I want the real deal. And all of this stuff that's popping up right now, everybody looking some other way, trying to find another path, and all of this other stuff, I'm looking at something that has been working for over 2,000 years. I wish I had somebody. I'm looking at someone who has proven himself to be who he said he was. When he said that he was a healer, guess what? He's healed me. I found that out. When he said that he's a deliverer, I found out that he's a deliverer because I was bound, but now I'm free. And so why would I change and why would I trade what I know is real for something that's fake? I'm the true vine. In other words, I'm the true source. We've been looking at sources and looking for sources that is outside of him. There is no other source but him. Amen. He says that my Father is the husband. In other words, he's the one that owns this thing. He's the one that oversees this thing. He's the one that makes sure we have what we got. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away, but every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, and he maketh to bring forth more fruit. Sometimes in our life we get purged. And the purging process, we don't like it. Because sometimes some things get broken off of our life, preach. Sometimes the purging process, we don't like it because sometimes God just cleans our clock. And sometimes it looks like when we purge, we don't have nothing. But he's purging you so that he can give you some new stuff. He's purging you so that you can become more fruitful. Come on and say amen. And so he purged it so that it may bring forth what? More fruit. And sometimes in our life, we are connected to people. We got stuff connected to us that we are not fruitful enough. And when God begin to move them out of your life and move these things out of our life, we get down. We get in the dumps. We get depressed. We get two steps from the blues because of what we are going through. And we start to complain. And we want to call somebody. We want to cry. And we want to back up from church. And we don't want to pray. And we don't want to study. We don't want to read. But he's telling us that if I take this stuff from you, I'm doing it so that you can be more productive. There are things in our life that makes us unproductive. And you need to start looking at your life and say, Lord, am I doing something that's causing me to be unproductive? If so, purge me. I dare you to ask him to purge. Or we're scared to purge him because we love some of the stuff that we don't need. We love some of the fruit that's withered on the vine. Come on and say amen. You got to get rid of that withered stuff. It's dried up. It's old. Let it go. Tell somebody, let it go. But look at verse 3. He says that now you are clean by the word that I what? Speak. He's talking to people who he has a relationship with. Our relationship with God is so important that you should not let anybody mess with it. You shouldn't let anybody hinder that relationship. I don't care what they say, what they believe. I don't care what they do. You can't hinder my relationship with God. If you go The Bible said we got to what? Forgive. Amen. And if we don't forgive, if we harbor that in our heart, God does not receive any of our offerings, any of our praise, none of that. He told us, he said, if you have an ought with your brother, he said, when you bring your offering, leave it at the altar. Go get it right with your brother before you can offer it to me, because I'm not accepting it because it's coming from an unclean heart. I'm not accepting it because it's coming from a heart full of unforgiveness and bitterness. If something has you bitter, you better get better. Y'all with me here? And we got to understand that he wants us to have a good relationship with him, a strong connection. And if we don't have a strong connection, you ever been somewhere and your phone and you lose your 4G and then all of a sudden you're down to one and you say, what's going on? Because I'm paying for 4G. Well, you know what's going on is that you got a bad connection. You're in a place where the signal has been interrupted. And if the signal has been interrupted, you can't get the messages that God wants you to have. Oh, I wish I had somebody in here. Oh, yeah, but once you get reconnected, then all the messages start coming through. I wish I had somebody. We need to get in a place, get in a position where we keep our connection with God rather than going out a distance to do stuff that is outside of his will. He says, look, he says, you're clean by the word. By the word. I heard somebody say, you don't have to go to church to be saved, but I go to church because I am saved. Because the word is what clean, and you know, our mind's like sperm, and we soak up CNN, some of y'all, whoever watch Fox, we soak up Fox News, so he says that, look, he says in verse number 5, he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. You can't do a thing. You can't breathe without him. You can't exist without him, because the Bible says in the beginning, John chapter 1, was the Word was God, the Word was God, and everything that was created by that Word. Now we can't. We have to understand that we can't do nothing without him. We have to make sure our connection is right and our relationship is right with him. Come on and say amen. I think it was Dr. Frank Ray that said, he said, you take a, he said, he said that everything that God created, he said he left it where he created it, connected so that it could live and remain and stay. And so when the fish was created, the fish, you take him out of water where he was created, then he what? Died. You take grass and you remove it from the earth, and it what? If you take a man and remove him from God, he died. We have to stay what? Connected. He's our source. All right. Verse 6, he said, if a man abide not in me, cast forth as a branch with him. Men gather, they cast him in the fire, and they are burned. Said, if you don't abide, that's what he just said, you die. If you don't abide in him, if you're not connected to him, he said, you're dead. And they, you know, they're showing us how it's going to go down. They're showing us how the enemy wants it to go down, wants everybody to be the living dead. Even though you're walking, even though you're talking, you're still dead because you don't have God. That's why the Spirit comes to regenerate you. And when he regenerates us, he gives us life, the Spirit of life. Amen. Before we know Christ, we are dead. Verse number 7, he said, if you abide in me and my words, look at this, abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be well. He said, if you abide in me and my words. So if his word abide in us, then we ain't speaking our words. Now that's a problem, because I heard him say that if I just make a daily affirmation, it's going to happen. No, he said, if you abide in me and my what? Ask what you will and it shall be done. You have to know his word. You don't need to know affirmation. You need to know what God affirmed. You need to know what God said, because God will only confirm what he affirmed. I wish I had somebody here. God will only do what he already said he would do. If God said he's a healer, you ain't got to go through all of that mind game, all that stuff to get healing. You have to have faith in God and trust in him that he's a healer. If you think, if you want God to deliver, you want God to open doors, you got to know that he is a door opener. And wherever there is no door, he can put a door. I wish I had somebody. And if they shut the door, God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Do I have anybody in the house? You got to know him. And if I know him, can't nobody tell me nothing else about him. You can't make me doubt him, because I know too much about him. And all these youngsters trying to tell me about God the way they see it. I said, if you live a little longer, you'll know him. But I don't see him like you do, because you haven't seen what I see. You haven't laid where I laid and he raised me up. I wish I had some. You haven't been by yourself and he's been a friend to the friendless. You haven't been motherless and he's been a mother to the motherless. We got to understand this, that God is who he is to you, and you need to let him know. You can't tell me that he ain't who he is. Because I know him. I trusted him with all I had, and he kept it this far. Because really all we got is life. And I trust him with my life. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Y'all still with me? Just because you read something don't mean nothing. I've experienced it. I've seen it. I've read it. I've heard it. And I've experienced it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, herein is my Father glorified, they help you out. I wish I had somebody here. And God is saying to us that you've got that relationship with him, that the whole universe knows that he sent you. The whole universe knows who you are because you are related to him. Because that's why he regenerated us. He the word gene, G-E-N-E, is the root word of the word regenerated. And what it means is he gives us his DNA. God gives us his DNA, and you are a child of God. You are a child of the Most High God, the King of glory. And since you're a child of the King, there are some benefits that the child of the King get. I wish I had somebody. You can't treat me no any kind of way, because he told me, he said in his word, that touch not my prophet, do my anointed no harm. I wish I had somebody in the house. He told us that there's no weapon formed against us will be able to what? Prosper. And since I know all of this about God, and since I know that he said it, my relationship with him gives me a relief. My relationship with him gives me this full assurance